And we were wondering how a fight like that prepares you for Deontay Wilder. But then it couldn't have been you were tired because you came back here and boxed 3-4 rounds on the mitts.
Well, I don't know what fight you were watching because the crowd loved every minute of it. And I thought I boxed like Sugar Ray Leonard in there. Never took a blow over 10 rounds against a man who's lost 4 fights and eaten 40 pro fights. And I'd like to see if you could do any better now with Francesco being it because he'd knock you spark out.
You say my
fight was a dull performance. It was a fucking great performance, and I don't know what you're watching, and I'll knock Deontay Wilder spark out for you. We know you love him. We know you're his...
I love him. I love boxing.
You're his man. No problem.
That's not true.
He ain't coming to England to fight me. I'm going to America fight him.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWords.com. All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar D. Production.
To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Where's like this? Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWords.com.
Get to where I got to.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another late night edition of TBV. Yo, single ness is the best ness, is what I see. You guys getting fucking TBV all times of night and day. Listen, we're back to discuss the heavyweight clash, the biggest heavyweight clash of this year, not including Anthony Joshua. Tyson Fury, 27-0, will be taking on Deontay Wilder for the WBC, who is, 40-0, 39 KOs. And the reason we're here up late scratching our heads is because Tyson Fury had a little quote in the post-fight press conference, and he said that my camp, and I quote, my camp for Wilder fight could be in America. I want to do everything right for this camp, so I am probably going to do 10 or 12 weeks in America for this fight. I might go to California, like Big Bear or Las Vegas. I don't know yet. Tyson Fury and Big Bear. This is what we're here to discuss. If you are interested, if you want to give us your takes on this, hit us up. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype by downloading the Skype app on both Android and iPhone. Absolutely free. Add Nestor Gibbs. Send a friend request. You must send a friend request. We have to be friends in order for you to be part of the conversation. Let me head on out to my co-hosts who are both ready to rock and roll.
BoxingWords.com.
I've been doing this. I ain't been up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Sugar Shane Moses era, the Oscar De La Hoya era, the Mafia Tony Brown. I've been through all the eras, and I still been
talking. How much you talk? You do too much talk. The thing is this.
People want their subjective preference to be the objective reality.
Hey, you don't need to fire you. You don't know shit about my...
BoxingWords.com.
Looks like Tyson Fury's trying to come over to America and get acclimated very soon to everything he needs to fight Deontay Wilder. So Big Bear, I think it would be a great move. I think that if he's already here, he's getting used to the atmosphere, the time, he sleeps good. If he's here in advance, I think it would be a very smart move for him.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
With a stem, 2 attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed, 2 to stand over.
Turn up!
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWords.com.
Yo, yo, yo. There's only one Tyson Fury. And he might be in America for almost 3 months. Can y'all imagine that? Tyson Fury in America, he might go apeshit over here. I mean, it's only so much you can train.
there's more hours in the day. So I really want to see what he does while he's over here. What kind of noise he makes. So I'm really excited about the move to Big Bear.
Well, let's pass it on over to the research analysis guy over here. Ron, were you able to find any previous camps? I want to say off top, off of what I remember, he's definitely trained in Marbella, but that might be Spain, right? And I want to say I think I've seen him come to Miami, so this America thing isn't new, but I could be wrong. What does the Ron mastermind have for us for sure?
Well, I do know he's been recently training in the Hatton gym. So he's been training in the UK. I wasn't able to pinpoint exactly where he's trained for some of the Klitschko fights and stuff. That's what I was really trying to get my research. You just give me a little bit of time. But I do know that he's hopped around in many different types of gyms. He has many different trainers. He had pretty much his whole family, you know, Hugh Fury, Peter Fury, and now he has Ben Davison that trains him. So he has a whole bunch of different training methods and different amount of, you know, trainers. So I'm not surprised if he has traveled around the world. But I would say that was what were you going to say?
Good thing back then, you know, him leaving the comfort zone, right? We've never heard of a Big Bear training camp, right? And he's also been in media saying this is going to be his toughest fight. So is he changing things, you know, when maybe he shouldn't be?
I mean, I think it's a really good move. I mean, considering the fact that a lot of the resources out here also, I mean, if he wants to fight Deontay Wilder, you know, him coming over here, he's probably able to get different type of sparring partners, different type of looks, and he'll have access to different things that isn't from the UK. So I'm not opposed to the Big Bear. You know, it started in the 1990s. They had people like Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis come over and train out in Big Bear. Oscar De La Hoya was also one of the big names. And Abel Sanchez has his like a little sanctuary where he has like Gennady Golovkin. And he's bringing Joe Joyce out here. So, I mean, that could be a potential sparring partner too. Like maybe if he teams up, he can get Joe Joyce and other fighters that maybe he's sparring with too.
Isn't Joyce in Vegas now?
You know, I don't know. But I know he's with Abel Sanchez, so he built his own sanctuary. So I'm sure he's going to bring him out there at times.
Oh, Joyce is with Sanchez. That's right. That is right. I remember that. I do remember that. So, Mike, any thoughts? Quiet man?
Yes, sir. Hey, Ron, check that link that I just posted in the group chat. That might help out to see where Fury's previous camps were. And I mean, the move to Big Bear. I mean, what better place to train at high altitude? And then you come somewhere there that you won't have the same kind of distractions you would in your home country or home state with like people you know or your family or friends. So putting yourself in that kind of place and doing that right there really makes me think that you really want to win the fight, and you're not just talking like you were at the press conference. Like when your dad said you won't travel over here for $100 million just to lose, now I can tend to believe it a little bit more. What do you think, Ness? I mean, do you think like the move to Big Bear is will it give him an edge against Wilder? I mean, being over in the States for 3 months, I mean, the time zone shouldn't matter, right?
Time zone shouldn't matter, especially not getting there for 3 months in advance. But, like, I don't know. Maybe he's shock value, or maybe he really wants to get acclimated. You do not need 3 months for Vegas. I think Vegas is, well, Vegas would be 10 hours for them, right? For them, I don't know, because they're 5 hours ahead of me, and I'm at
Vegas would be like 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you another quote here from Fury, and I quote, my camp, no, I said that, so it's going into this one. If you want to be the best, you've got to go and crack America. It's all right being a big fish in a small pond of the United Kingdom, but if you want to be the Don Perignon, then you've got to go to America like Lennox did, or like all the greats before me who tried. So, again, a little bit more to the acclimation and coming to America all in general. I mean, he's always showed this, though. You know, he crashed the Spielka fight. He fought on NBC against Cunningham. This is no different. I'm surprised we can't find anything on his camps. I wonder where he held camp for Cunningham. That must have felt like the biggest fight of his career because it was the first time he debuted in America live on national television. I wonder, did he train in America for that one?
And another big reason he might be coming to America to train is the level of sparring that he could probably get. I mean, I know it's probably he's Fury. He's a big time person, so he can pay people to come out. But again, coming to America, getting out of your comfort zone and getting that kind of sparring that you may not be able to get from the UK. I mean, you might have like young upcoming amateurs that can kind of give you a same kind of look that Wilder would.
Speaking of sparring, Dillian White said he knocked him down 5 times in sparring, right? That's crazy. I wish there was tape on that, huh?
Yeah. People say a lot of shit.
They do. They do. But, you know, I don't know. Where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
So, Ron G, did you find anything about the previous training camp for Klitschko?
No, not in that. I didn't get to see. I couldn't find. I mean, from what it looks like, I mean, most of the fights was overseas. I'm sure when he was fighting Klitschko, he was fighting in a different country. So it only makes sense. I wouldn't see him going only to America to go all the way back in Europe to fight Klitschko. So I'm pretty sure everything was over in the UK, in Belfast, around those areas. And, you know, if Tyson Fury was in the States, I think he would have had a little bit more footage out here doing interviews. So it looks like all his interviews has been overseas. So that's my only assumption until I find some.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds about right because it makes sense. If he's training out here, I would hope someone got in camp with him, you know. And I would say that would be either Ellie or Phelps, you know. Maybe Coogan.
But I do like the Big Bear move because, like I said earlier, I mean, Mike Tyson's trained in Big Bear. Lennox Lewis, when he came over here, he trained in Big Bear. So it's a historical place. They have nearly 7,000 feet altitude. It's a great training spot. Oscar De La Hoya has used this training camp. So Gennady Golovkin and, you know, Chocolatito, I mean, a lot of these guys, is a well-known spot, and they've had different type of resorts and more than just Abel Sanchez. They had, like, this other spot in the 1990s from Larry Goosen. It was in an airplane hangar. So it's well-respected, well-known. So I'm not mad at the fact that he does choose that.
And let's not forget that recently another heavyweight had just made a move to Big Bear to train with Abel Sanchez. Not saying that Fury would train with Abel, but there is a heavyweight out there that they may could give him some good work.
You talking about Joyce?
Yes, sir, Joe Joyce.
I doubt it because he's like European, right? I mean, you know, not European, but out there from the UK. And I don't know, maybe he'll feel like things could get slipped out. I mean, now you got Dillian White saying he's been, you know, knocking Fury about. So I don't know.
I mean, Tyson Fury used to use Glory kickboxers as training partners. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he utilized some of the resources of some MMA fighters. Not saying, you know, he's going to go that extent, but when he fought Klitschko, he used Glory kickboxers to get ready. So, you know, there's a lot of resources, a lot of fighters in the United States, and sometimes maybe they might cross paths. I don't know. Tyson Fury seems like he would do something like that too.
And let's not forget that, I mean, he has a stablemate where however you want to say it, and Daniel Dubois, who might be a good sparring partner for him too, who he might invite over to Big Bear to train with him.
Huey Fury also is training for the Pulev fight, and maybe, you know, he'll do some Big Bear split camp.
Do you think Huey Fury, like, I mean, do you think that look will, like, get him ready for Wilder, though? I mean
still Fury, another tall guy, right? Another tall, lengthy guy that uses a jab. He's got to be – because you got to remember, in sparring – well, obviously you don't know, but in sparring – just because Sean Porter is sparring, let's say, Keith, to get Keith ready for Crawford doesn't mean he can't be utilized because the styles are not the same, because you tell a guy like Sean Porter what you need from him. This is why sometimes the sparring can be misleading, because you might have, you know, jerk off sparring guys that record sparring knowing that their trainer told the other guy, hey, try to be Maidana because that's who we're facing. You know what I'm
saying? Just like a scout team on a football team, you want a specific look for that specific point of time.
Exactly. Gotcha. Like, I know from being in the Wilder camp, like, he'll use four guys to create one. So, you know, he might have a slow plodding body puncher, you know. Then he'll have a tall, fast guy. You know, he had – yo, listen, he gets – that's why I said this time, you know what I mean? Shout out to the patrons. You know, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Check out Untitled, our episode from last night. It's up there. Let me see what's the title on that. Untitled was, yes, Nest
Death to the
UK trip, Death to the Nigerian Baddie, and Billy Joe Saunders incident with the chicken, right? And then also, we got X Eddie Hearn a question. So there's a post there where you can ask Eddie Hearn a question. I'll be with him this week, as well as ask Billy Joe a question. I'll be with him this week. So head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Why? Because your patronage continues to allow us to plot forward and take over. You know what I mean? So that being said, yeah, we'll probably be in Fury's camp. And
that'll be good. You know,
because of the patronage, right? I want to make it at least twice, you know, definitely twice, not at least, definitely twice to the Wilder camp, because he always switches sparring partners, right? So I've always gotten there and it's like, damn, so and so was just here. And it's like, word, fuck. And it's four new guys. So I want to get all eight guys this time. We want to go hammy, ham, ham. So you already know, your support is necessary in order for TBV to keep on plotting forward. I seen somebody in the chat said TBV is definitely going to get 100K by 2019. And listen, we definitely want to do that. It was supposed to be 100K before May. That shit slipped away. Mm. Let's try and do it before, I don't know, I guess September.
And speaking of support, the casual fan has just stepped in the building, but hold on, Cass. I got you, baby. Hold on. We got a super chat from Tommy Temper. Ness, I hope you enjoyed Across the Pond.
Oh, definitely enjoyed it, man. I cannot wait to go back. Actually, I've been, you know, the little bit of contacts that I've made, I've been already, you know, DMing, contacting, texting, WhatsApping. I'm trying to get inside info on this press conference. I think I'm ready to come back. You know what I mean? I think I'm ready to come back ASAP. And I'm just saying, the tender was crazy. Shorty's like, yo, you got a place over here? I'm like, hey, all right, you know, let's see what we're going to do. Tender! No, I'm just here. I'm just joking. I'm lying. No, I'm not.
My guy get his intro going, baby? What's up? Can we get the intro?
Ready? I don't see any face.
I just walked in the house, man.
All right, so like, why you can't set up, then jump on. It's like, no, I'm casual. I'm the co-star of the show.
Nah, it's not even my, I just really came on to say, yo, September 15th, I'm excited about that date. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody.
What's on that date?
Yo, September 14th, I want to add to that date, you know, is the weigh-in for Canelo Triple G. And we will be, you know, a special show sponsored by Chivas Regal. What do you fight for? Triple G versus Canelo at the weigh-in. Nesta Gibbs, the star of the show. Co-star Enrique Church. Alex Doomsday. Hopefully Robbie UK. Ron G. And Mike. You know what I'm saying? So Chivas Regals is the, I don't know what their tagline is other than fight. What do you fight for and drink responsibly? We're going to be in Las Vegas on those two dates. And you should come join us at the Bear Club, Bear House, right next door to the T-Mobile Arena with special guests. Jesse Vargas being one of them. Exciting night, right? No? Yes? Yes? Giveaways, tickets, Chivas Regal products, drinks. Enjoying it. Tyson Fury, ladies and gentlemen. I just had a long day, so I just came in. I actually met this woman today. Her name is Ebony, and she's from like the DMV area. And I put up on the Boxing Voice. We was at this place called Sweet Chicks, Sweet Chick in Brooklyn. I don't know if you guys heard of it. And she says, "Yo, I know this fighter, and he happened to be a cut man for Lamont Peterson. So Ness, you may know his name. He knew about the show." And he was like, and she's like, "Yo, we're going to be," the cut man was like, "Yo, I'm going to be in New York September 8th. I was like, "Yeah, that's for the Garcia fight." And I said, "Ask him if he can get you tickets." Boom, two tickets, Enrique Church in the house with Ebony. You know what I'm saying? Ebony and Ivory. So, yo, if you in the building, you can come check me, man.
Player, player.
It ain't even like that. You know what I'm saying? But I see what you mean. So Tyson Fury, jumping onto the actual topic, is training in Big Bear, which is in Los Angeles, if I'm correct, right? Or in California.
Well, May train in Big Bear.
May train. Oh, okay. So breaking news. May train in Big Bear. And to prepare himself for Deontay Wilder. Other than getting acclimated to the United States time zone and the altitudes of the Big Bear, what else is it? Is that the big, big advantage? Ron G, Mike, what are you guys thinking?
I mean, a lot of people go there because it's supposed to be away from, you know, society. You're able to focus. It's strictly just for training. So people pretty much wake up early. They get the altitudes. They run. They have the lumber. You know, all those rigorous training that, you know, a lot of these fighters use with the axe and stuff like that. It's set up for these fighters. And you know, a lot of fighters come in and out. So you have an opportunity to bump into a lot of great sparring partners. You know, the weather's great. You know, stuff like that.
I think
of, and like, also to add on real quick,
weather's great if you like shriveled dick cold weather.
I was gonna say,
great for training,
Mike. Not go to ahead. Go, Mike. I want go you ahead, to go ahead. I think immediately of like Rocky Balboa when he was gonna fight Iron Drago, how he was like chopping the trees there.
Word is born. That's exactly what it is. But listen, you know, I'm against that shit. I think that's like back in the day. Bullshit. Mayweather ain't fucking breaking no trees down with axes and doing no dumb bullshit.
He did when he prepared for Pacquiao. He chopped trees and went swimming.
He also,
man, that shit dangerous, that though.
Gimmick, man. Like, he ain't trying to throw out his axe. Check his he ain't trying to throw out his shoulder. Check his interviews, bro. Like, Mayweather kept it simple, and not only did he keep it simple, he actually went into technology. You know, cryo chambers, fucking shots for his hands, all type of shit. He's always been ahead of the curve. You know, and these other fighters are starting to, you know, follow suit. This old training about running 13,000 miles on the concrete, fucking up your knees. Nah, man. You got McGregor in the pool and shit. You know what I'm saying? Running on another. I just don't agree with that anymore. I'm not saying,
and also,
I'm not saying you can't be good in Big Bear, because obviously Triple G is doing it. But, like, name another dude that's successful out there.
Sugar Shame.
Also, to pick. What? To piggyback on Ron right quick, the reason why Fury's coming over, Fury is already a big name over in the UK, so I'm pretty sure you don't have to worry about the UK buys right now. I'm pretty sure that those buys are already in the bucket. So you come over 3 months up before to try to promote the fight, try to get the name out, try to get on ESPN, try to get on Fox Sports, try to get on all the networks and get the word out about the fight. So being over here, it allows him to like travel not as much or as far, and still be able to like keep his training schedule.
Man, I think he's
optimistically speaking, that is beautiful. I just don't think that fighters, especially on the biggest fight, even though every fight is their biggest fight, I just don't think they're thinking about media. They barely want to do it. Like, you know,
shit, Floyd do
what? Media?
Think about media, yeah.
Now, he invite the media once.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. At least he gets on ESPN. At least he gets on Fox Sports. At least he gets on the big networks.
Listen, Canelo and Triple G are fighting on September 15th. We're going to be there alongside with Chivas Regal. And there's no media coverage, really. There's very, very little media coverage on those guys. I haven't seen Triple G yet, but one interview.
That's because you always late. We talked about their undercard and how stacked.
I saw the undercard. That's it. I'm talking about media.
I'm saying stick to the topic, though.
No, but it's media. Media coverage, Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury, to me, he's the B-side. He came out here to acclimate himself. He's using Big Bear as like the name of the reputation he has. You said it's an old school thing. I'm sure.
Ain't no really ain't no B-side, baby. It's right down the middle.
It's 50-50. It's all negotiate. Even though they got a
lot of the champ, you know what I'm saying? He the champ.
Even though they have a what they called it, I forgot. I said it the last show. Some sort of confidentiality agreement. It has come out that they have a 50-50 deal, though.
Yeah, well, 50-50 deal doesn't mean one isn't much more popular than the other. One is more attractive than the other.
90 seconds.
50-50 means, yo, we're going to split what it makes. But at the end of the day, Deontay Wilder walks away with a whole new public demographic, which is in another country, United Kingdom, so that he could turn around and tell Eddie Hearns, yo, you thought I'm not famous? Look at me now. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole purpose. All eyes on me. Watch me beat UK's or Ireland's man champion, the Gypsy King. Who don't know? We don't know his name.
Tyson Fury. So you agree with me? So you agree with me that he should come over and try to promote the fight and make it bigger in a perfect world, right?
Bigger where though? Bigger.
I mean, get on like, bro, get on these morning shows. Like Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder can maybe do an interview on the Breakfast Club, or go on.
I don't know about Tyson Fury, and I only think
what Tyson Fury is fucking hip hop. Hey, did you hear fucking this background fucking music?
Hell yeah, dog. That dude loves hip hop. He'll spit verses.
Yeah, but that don't mean that the hip-hop community knows him.
But that's why you put him on there, so you can show a white boy that got soul.
They
got
to put him on there.
Thank you, Nick. All right. So that's what motherfucking Charlamagne does. He puts fighters on.
No, hold on. Let's backtrack. You said he belongs on the Breakfast Club. Yes, i.e. he belongs there because...
I didn't say he belongs. I said they can potentially get on the Breakfast Club.
Chimney. I want smoke.
Oh, don't come at Mike. You see, he ready. He want Tyson or the Breakfast Club.
I want all the.
I just want the fight, man, as big as it possibly can be, bro. Like I want both of these guys to walk away.
It's gonna be big. The whole UK is gonna watch. The whole Europe is gonna watch because they follow.
But we need the whole America to watch, man. We got fucking 350 million people over here. If we can get a damn 10% of people just to watch, I mean, that's big.
That's the only one, Deontay Wilder.
Yo, you sound like butthead. Yo, let's get out to the callers. You know the number to call in. You want to talk to Cash Weezy? He's in the building, the superstar of the show. 1-425-569-5241. Or you can hit us up internationally all over the world on your sat phone, actually your app phone. Drop that Skype app from either the app market or the iPhone app store and add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. We must be friends in order to be part of the show for sure. So before we get out to the callers, you already know it's time for the sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Yo, matter of fact, I got the perfect sound bite.
Guess who's presenting?
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, son, so I gotta repeat. Stainless from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, Ron, Cash Weezy, what's up? I'm gonna say what's up to y'all first.
What's up? What's up? Tyson Fury.
Ain't nothing, Cash Weezy. Good to hear from you, superstar. I ain't seen you or heard from you in a minute. You always on here when I'm not on here and I'm just watching or something. It seems like nah.
We here on together right now. So Tyson Fury, they saying to me, he is the A side. He is hip hop. You agree or you disagree? Well, not the A side, but he is equal and he.
My nigga making my own words up on me. Boy, I feel you.
He is equal and he is hip hop.
Fortunately, I was already on YouTube listening to it anyway. So I got your side, Mike. But I disagree. I would think it's more of a 60-40 split only because of Tyson's absence for the past couple years. But either way, it's a big fight. And we all know it's a big fight. I think it's even more. It would be even more impressive if Tyson came over here to train, because, like we already talked about, that would only help to build the fan base and grow the sport. And since we're all assuming that this is something that's going to have to be pay per view anyway, then they need as much media publicity as they can get. And I've already been to Wilder's page, and I'm gonna go back once I'm off here again and tell him he do need to come out to that Triple G Canelo fight. It's good promotion for his fight. I mean, as long as you're buying a ticket, last I checked, he was permitted to come to any show.
Yeah,
so.
Kaz don't even know that because he'd be off beat. But yeah, man,
you and I spoke about that. So what are you talking about? So.
I just always try to throw you on the bus live. You know that's how I am.
About that one on one.
Don't come at Kaz. Don't come at Kaz. He's always ready.
Give me all the smoke. Give me all the pain. I want all the smoke.
Round one, fight.
Yeah. Well, hold on, real quick, man. I want to make one real quick point. Another thing that could help out this fight: Joe Rogan has a big podcast. He is a big fan of Tyson Fury, and he's a big fan of Deontay Wilder. If they could somehow talk to Brendan Schaub, who Wilder knows, who knows Joe Rogan personally, maybe they could get on that podcast and do 600,000-700,000 buys.
Perfect.
That is a great idea, though.
That's a great idea.
He had Macaulay Culkin on there talking about Wilder and Ortiz the other day, and
that shit got like Joshua or something.
I don't know how many views it got. The last time I checked, it was like 900,000, but that was that day.
Yeah, for sure. So as you already talked about, you know what I'm saying, the Breakfast Club, it's so many different avenues.
Hold on, Stanley. Someone in the chat said, drink more water, right? That's a screen name. He said, bro, give the chat credit for that Joe Rogan suggestion. Oh, shit, Mike. You still?
Mike, you swiped.
Nope. I did give Cass credit in the chat. So, but putting it together with the Brendan Schaub, knowing Joe Rogan, that was all Mike, baby, all day long.
Finish him.
Yo, he said, I'm taking credit for that shit. Go ahead, Stainless.
No, I'm good, man. You're going to get to these other callers, man. I push one of them. I'm ready to get back in.
They didn't press one, so it's just us. But you know what? We are out. It is late. This has been another TBV production, keeping you blessed for your morning commute. Shout out to the Super Chat. Tommy Temper, thank you as always. And Talking Sports says, love the channel. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Enjoyed and appreciated the exclusives from Belfast Nest. Listen, brother, if you appreciated that, we got more coming for you. I'm actually going to drop these links right now in the chat. So if you're listening to this live or on the playback, head on back to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Look up this episode and you'll be able to find the links for the Billy Joe, ask Billy Joe a question, because I will be seeing Billy Joe this week, ladies and gentlemen, so you want to be a part of that. And also, we have another one here that I'm also posting in the chat. This says, ask Eddie Hearn a question, because I'll be having another opportunity with her. And listen, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button, right? Helps with the visibility of the show. And let me tell you what else it does. It continues to give us power, right? And what do I mean by power? I mean this exactly. These links that I'm posting and allowing you to be able to ask these people these specific questions, I'm doing this because I have been assured that I will have one-on-one time before anyone even gets there. So I have a 10:30 sharp. They're asking for us to sit down with them. Things are different, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's
pat yourself on the back. You have given TBV power. Your patronage, your thumbs up, your 5 stars reviews.
Your questions.
These things cannot be denied. We are the voice of the people, and God you sent. Are the people.
God sent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want to is that he's a poet, my man. You nobody don't know. Tell him about your slam that you did one day in New York City.
Yeah, we did a slam in New York City at the TBV Appreciation Night. You know, Peter Quillin was in the building. A lot of other boxers were there. It was pre-fight Danny Garcia versus Keith Thurman. And a lot of women and a lot of drinks and, you know, Enrique Church, DJ Hollywood, Nesta Gibbs, Mauricio Suleiman, and it was a slam. I like to call it spoken word, but yeah, we did it. It was called I Wake Up.
Oh, you, got something prepared? You got something prepared for September 14th and 15th? I mean, because you like the co-star of the show. I mean,
you trying to sound like co-star of the show ain't real, but you know.
Because if I'm barely on, when I come on, I'm trying to be on. Like,
well, you know I'm on. The energy is always up.
It's like when I'm on, it's like, oh shit, Cat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, are you coming prepared? Saying,
I came in, the people hit me up. I get DM'd as soon as I walk off the stage. Okay. Yeah, I guess I gotta prepare myself then, since you want me to spit a poem.
Plus, you be getting, you know, you are the TBV, like, you know, Rico Suave. Like, you do get the ladies and shit. But listen, real quick, shout out to Chivas Regal, who will be having us out there. This is our third Chivas Regal. Fight for it.
What do you fight for?
Live show, and we'll be doing not only one this time, we're doing two. Again, pat yourself on the back. Guys like Dempsey, Aaron, who else showed up? So many people. Fuck.
Rockstar.
Steven showed up. Robert Ortiz showed up. Elizabeth showed up.
Porter.
What's Dempsey. My man made from Phoenix? My man name's from Phoenix. Did we get the tickets too?
From Phoenix. Oh, the Spanish dude. I don't know.
Yeah. He came for the second one too. Yeah. So many.
So Dempsey came to both.
Yes, Dempsey. I said that already. Oh, I didn't hear that. Eric Cruz was there. That's right. Eric Cruz was there at the Los Angeles one.
Rockstar Ortiz.
I said that already. Yo, what's wrong with you, man?
Oh, you know you're alive, man.
Yo, do you got your headphones on? Info Joe. That's right. Stainless. Come on. Shout out to Stainless in the building, B. Listen, if you want to have a experience like no other, come on out to Las Vegas for the fight week. Enjoy the Canelo fight versus Triple G. The rematch is going to be live on pay-per-view. We'll be live at their weigh-in.
Like, right next to the T-Mobile.
Part of the show. You know what I'm saying? Well, yo, better fucking come out.
That's matter of fact, that Team Canelo shirt you're wearing, that's a 2017 Beer House Enrique Church BoxingFitApparel.com exclusive.
That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? Even though my man's in them is not here, I'm always supporting my man's in them.
Yo, I'm always.
My brother's keeper. Listen, have you hit the thumbs up today? Have you dropped a 5-star review today? Have you told a friend to tell a friend that this is the best podcast today?
Exactly.
What have you done to help your neighbor? I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO.
Yo, and I'm the co-star, Enrique Church. Follow me at Fight Talk. That's my Instagram, TBV_casualfan is my Twitter. And TBV_casualfan is my YouTube channel.
Perfect.
Thank you. And one more thing, BoxingFanApparel.com. Patreon.com/BoxingApparel.com, Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Feel generous, donate, or just join, subscribe, and you know, follow the movement.
And real quick, before I get to mine, we got a super chat from Drink More Water. Appreciate the hard work, fellas. Ness, keep grinding. Appreciate all the UK coverage. Make sure you get some Camp Life episodes with Wilder leading up to the fight. I go by Mike Gross. You can find me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911. Let's take it away.
You gotta spell Gross, Mike.
Oh, Gross. I mean, just how you spell cross, but with a G.
Yeah, but they might think, like, yo, what are you saying? Gross? Like,
shit, they don't need to follow me then, baby. If you can't spell, don't follow Mike.
Yo, some people don't know how to spell, but they might love you, but not know how to spell. Don't brush them off.
Yeah, I'm just talking shit, bro.
It's sarcasm, baby. It's sarcasm.
You might think you have an accent and you saying grass. You know what I'm saying?
This will be smoke. I'm sorry.
Who's in Miami?
Big Willie. I'm going.
Back to, you know. I thought it was Cali, not Miami.
I don't fucking know, bro. It's one of those songs. Getting jiggy with it. No. Yeah, all that shit.
Jiggy with it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was just thinking about it. This Big Bear move.
Walk into the mic, Ron!
You can't even hear me? It's a new mic. Can you hear me?
Talk into it.
Check.
Yes. That's why mine's is right.
Hey. Don't be shy. Put your lips on the mic, Ron. I'll show you. Was that too far? Was that too much?
That's radio. That's fucking radio.
Whoa, wait.
And so do the listeners.
Hey. All right. Well, pretty much, I was just thinking of this theory. The Big Bear training camp doesn't always work.
Someone shoot him, please. Where's the fucking... You have to talk into the mic.
Yo, check it. There you go.
Pow, back
on this mic. But pretty much the whole Big Bear thing. Oscar De La Hoya used it for Manny Pacquiao. Didn't work. Shane Mosley used it for Canelo Alvarez. Didn't work. I think Mike Tyson used it for Lennox Lewis. Didn't work.
Damn.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Canelo use it? Canelo uses Big Bear, or does he not?
Yeah, he uses.
Nah, that's Triple G.
Nah, Canelo does too. They got their own house out there.
Crib
I thought he was down in Guadalajara.
And it didn't work because he got a draw.
Yo, Mosley got a house out
there. Hey, he won that fight, Cass. Get out of here with that draw shit. There.
He's supposed to be doing a film study, man.
I'm with that. Let's do it Saturday.
Nah,
let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's got to be like early. You're talking about Saturday. Saturday's a fight night, ain't it?
Who fights that?
Oh, Cash, you wanna you working Friday? You wanna come see Eddie and Billy?
Oh man, I would love to, man.
Nah, he's lying. That's why. See, I'm a one man army.
I'm working on. I'm booked to September 10th, bro.
All I'm saying is when them contracts get handed out, niggas getting percentages. Is all I'm saying. They be like, but damn, nah, bro. That's your percent. Cause I'm out here, TBV, road work, you know what I'm saying? Staying lean, smoking that green, making a motherfucking killing as a money-making machine. Everybody get their social media, it's time to go. We have been
now run and give his. Run and give his, but
now we gotta stay on until
but Ness, man, you saying you looking all lean and stuff.
Oh man, we gotta stay on until Drink More Water's super chat expires.
Fuck you, pay me.
I was saying you looking all lean, but you didn't tell the people how you getting all lean. They're like, what you eating on, bro?
I mean, I'm actually meal prepping, man. I'm just keeping it real simple. I figured out one meal that stays within my numbers, and I did it three different ways. With
out loud, what is it?
Well, I do steak, I do fish, and I do chicken, grounded chicken though, ground
side though.
Brown rice, one cup of brown rice, one cup of broccoli, and one cup of green peas.
Good to go. Three times.
Straight water. Some days, you know, I get
broccoli and soda.
Three protein shakes in, you know what I'm saying?
Man, shout out to that Super Chat King B. Pauly. KSI versus Logan Saturday. Don't forget. Now, Ness. I know you ain't really.
You know what? That shit is motherfucking pay per view. They making people pay on pay per view on.
Yeah.
Yeah, on YouTube.
I'm not buying that shit.
What?
That shit on the street.
Oh man.
Pay for YouTube.
That's all I'm saying.
What fight is that? Clarify.
On a fight chat though. YouTube a fight chat. Yeah. What's up with that?
Fight dog is a YouTube fight. Hopefully we get to do that one day. I want to take a few of these motherfuckers on pay per view. Beat the shit out their ass.
And Rob's gonna be there though, right?
Yeah, Rob's taking his son out there. Right. Word is born. So yeah, you don't know who KSI is, right, Matt? Enrique?
KSI, nah.
Nope. Logan Paul.
Real quick.
You know Logan Paul? Didn't you do a video for them? For the YouTube dudes?
Oh, the dudes that like do Mr. Perfect or something like that.
Damn! Shout out to Andre. Yo, you always on point. He knows I got to take that 5-hour drive to Massachusetts on Friday. You know, I tried to find a flight. I tried to get bougie, right? And I said, let me see if I could get a flight because I got that flight to Chicago decently fair. And I'm like, yo, how they charging me same price they charged me to fucking Chicago late notice to go to Boston late notice? It's crazy.
Nah, Boston's a big state.
Dog, that's why it should be cheaper.
A lot of business flights.
That's why it should be cheaper. Damn, yo, I said we're going to end the show with a Super Chats inspired. We got hella Super Chats. Thank you to everybody because I do appreciate it. But y'all think y'all slick, huh? Y'all think y'all slick.
I told you, man. Hey, do a live fight chat for KSI versus Logan Paul Saturday night. Shout out to B. Pauly again.
You know, Super Chat King. You know what? You know
here doing his thing.
What time is that, B. Pauly?
How you gonna make an answer? I feel you. No, I like that.
I ain't gonna make you pay the answer. I'll look at it. No, because you know what? I think I might do that. I actually like KSI, man.
It should be in the daytime
because
I think it's in like Manchester.
I might do that, man. I think I might fucking do that. I think I might.
And for people who want some background, Logan Paul was the infamous guy that recorded a dead person in the forest. So that's how he, well, not his claim to fame, but that's how he really like blew up.
He ain't get no fame off that, bro. He been super
popular. That's how I found out about him. Like the casual person.
Maybe he crossed over to you. Maybe he crossed over to you, but he already had like fucking 50 million teeny boppers subscribed to his YouTube channel.
But them are kids, though. Those are kids.
No, he was big before that. How else would that video got viral?
Listen, when KSI fought that dude Joe Willer is when I found them.
And that's what I was about to say. That's the dude they fought each other when we shot I'm a Boy in Vegas.
Yeah, so now that's when I found them. Then I met him in the Mayweather gym. But when I found them on YouTube, he had like 18 million subs. I found out today this dude made over 10 million on YouTube last year and drives a green Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm. And lives in Vegas.
And he's, you know what's the start, Cash?
What's the start?
Gaming.
He was making reaction videos to losing on video games, not winning.
Man.
Shout out to motherfuckers being smart and taking advantage of this internet. I'm just saying.
In the red corner, the stadium is alive like Ant Hill. The lights are bright and hot. The noise is like a freight train. The onlookers are itching for blood. I'm even aiming to deliver in pints.
So you just spit a new poetry on us. Like
I'm in the red corner tonight. In my black and yellow trunks, my old mouth guard firmly placed, my gloves laced up tight like a vice, pulse pounding in my pants, and all over my chest like warm drums. Pum-pum-pum-pum.
Yo, somebody remind me to ask Eddie about why he ain't signed KSI.
In the blue corner is some faceless foe. I don't give a damn who he is because he won't look the same in a few pounds or rounds. White and purple trunks, that's good enough. Time to fire up the old meat grinder. We touch glove, the ref say some words. I'm only forced on to fight ahead like a tiger. I prepare and make the kill. The bell rings. It is the last sound I know. White and purple gets in fast and clean. One good haymaker to the temple, and everything goes dark and quiet. No more lights, no more sounds. I don't even hear the count.
Smasher said I never heard of KSI. Saturday. Would you do Amtrak to Boston? Oh, my God. The train? Jesus Christ. I'm a smoker, homie. I'm a smoker. I'm going to just jump in my car. Yo, that's what I'm paying that car payment for. I'm going to just jump in my car. I don't give a fuck about that shit. You know me, man. I drive 15 hours to Wilders. You think I ain't going to drive 5 hours to Eddie? I'll see Eddie in a bit.
I was there.
And I got a bone to pick with Billy Joe. So I'll be there with or without Cash because I got to keep putting in the work. You know what I'm saying? I got to wave that TBV flag everywhere. Let them know we are here.
That's true.
Yo, Paulie, send me some links, man.
Bert Sugar tweeted from heaven.
No, I'm saying
probably with another
box voice.
hey, you definitely need to do that show because their press conference, they were getting $100 super chats like nonstop. You remember?
Yeah, as I'm saying. And B probably coming with another one though. Yes, you're gonna miss out on the views if you don't do a live fight chat.
I mean, I want to see the fight anyway. know what I'm saying? I want to see, like I said, I've been saying I want to see the fight. Like KSI made me a fan. Plus, I know I seen him. I met him at the Mayweather gym. He spawned with fucking Badu Jack. Like the dude's taking it serious. And I want to legitimately find out why I fucking, you know, I ain't gonna keep saying my, I ain't gonna keep giving my lava live online. I'm gonna just make sure I talk to my team in the back end so they remind my pothead ass to ask Eddie certain things. But look, this shit went on far too long. No more super chats. They gone. We said our social media. So guess what? We out. Peace.
Peace. Bye.